Adam Stasinski.
Thank you, Adam. Hour number three of the Dan Swainy Show here on a Tuesday afternoon. This has been a wonderfully paced effort this afternoon. If you missed the first hour, we had Marcus Mosley on, former Bloomington High School and U of I and ISU football star, who's now a pilot. And he had some great stories to tell. Last hour, we had Madeline Dubeck on the air from Reboot, Illinois, and we were kicking around what's going to happen if the state does not have a budget. Yeah, well, it could happen. I'm telling you, it could happen this weekend. But right now, we come back home with a good closing edition here. And I don't want to put any pressure on you there, Marianne, but we're going to put pressure on you here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Marianne from the Home Sweet Home Ministries and Ashley Suk.
Hello, nice to meet everyone.
It's nice to meet you. Come a little closer to the microphone there. You're doing good.
Thank you.
That's working out fine. Boy, you've had a big day today. First of all, let's just start with the big news. Rodney Davis, congressman, was visiting you guys today. How did that go?
It went very well. We started our contact with Congressman Davis quite a while ago. We have the Home Sweet Home has a contract with the Veterans Administration to provide housing and supportive services for homeless veterans. And for many years, we had a contract for 10 beds, so we would reserve 10 beds specifically for veterans. And then it seemed to us, kind of out of the blue, the Veterans Administration decided to cut that back to 7. So we, at that time, that was about a year ago, we contacted Congressman Davis and explained the situation to him and said, you know, there are people who are homeless, who are veterans, who are going without services because the Veterans Administration has done this. And so his office has been very responsive, and today he and some of his staff came to visit to learn more about the services that we provide to veterans. He spoke to one of the veterans who is currently residing with us, saw the accommodations that we have for veterans, and, you know, I think just really wanted to lend his support, and actually told us that he's quite a vocal advocate for veterans with the Veterans Administration, and not always getting the results that he would like, but it was really affirming for him to come and visit and to know what it is that we do and what we want to continue to try to do with as many veterans as we can.
Nothing replaces firsthand knowledge.
You're right about that.
And you can send pictures, you can call them on the phone, you can send an email, but until a congressman or somebody that you want to show your programming off to, until they're there in person and meeting the other person with a heartbeat,
right?
That's where it jumps up a whole lot.
Right. And just like everybody else who comes to Home Sweet Home for the first time, his takeaway is, I had no idea.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Great.
He was totally unfamiliar with Home Sweet Home, but now he knows.
Yeah,
he knows.
I think we have a news story where he's talking about how impressed he was when he left here, and that's always good to hear. So do you have 7 beds for veterans right now, or 10?
We have 7.
Okay.
That's what our contract calls for.
You were cut back from 10.
We were cut back from 10, yes.
Yeah, on an average night, do you fill those beds, all those beds?
Absolutely.
Really?
With a waiting list, yes.
With a waiting list?
Yes.
Wow.
Do
you think his visit's going to make a difference? You think you showed what he needed to see so that when he goes back to Washington, he won't take no for a first answer anymore?
I don't know about that. Time will tell. But I do feel like he's on our side and on the side of our veterans, and that's what's most important.
Yeah. Was that what you wanted to show him the most, was the veterans thing, or were there other things at the mission that are important enough that he should see those as well?
That was the top of the list. That was number one. Also, I wanted to highlight for him the situation for families who are homeless and the fact that, again, we always have a waiting list for families who are in need of our services. And not that I'm really expecting or asking him to do anything about that, but just to make him aware of that. And also I wanted to highlight our Bread for Life food co-op. And we've talked about that before, Dan, so you know what that's about.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's so important for people to realize what we're trying to do to help people break out of a pattern of homelessness and poverty. We don't want to perpetuate that pattern. We want people to break out of that.
And, you know, the day we did the conversation, and I can't remember who it was with, but it was with a pastor here in town, and they started talking about the important thing to remember is to change the cycle of people who just kind of go and come back and go and come back. And that's what you're trying to do on a daily basis. You're trying to help them get out of that cycle.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Marianne and Ashley are with us here from Home Sweet Home Ministries today. It's hard to believe it's the middle of summer already, but you guys have had a couple of really good fundraisers. I just like to call them events because you show up and, oh, by the way, we're going to get some money out of this event as well. And before we talk about the Partners in Hope, which is directly ahead, let's rewind a little bit. The Cajun Craze, was that a good one again this year?
It was fantastic.
It always is.
I had never been to it before, but it was great fun. So if you weren't there, you really missed something. The music was great. The food was wonderful. Just the fellowship was terrific. And the Daybreak Rotary Club raised money for Home Sweet Home. Doesn't get better than that.
No, and that's another thing about this town. We've got so many service agencies like that willing to pitch in, willing to help out.
Right.
Did you try some crawfish or crawdaddies, as they say down south?
I did not. But the gumbo was mighty good.
Okay, well, you know, you're halfway there to becoming a Cajun. You're like a half Cajun now,
right.
But got to try the crawdaddy sometimes.
Yeah.
They're just like little lobster, and they don't taste like chicken, which is what a lot of people up here say. How about the Day of Hope? That went well, too, didn't it?
It did go well. That was put on by the First Assembly of God Church, and they collected food at various grocery stores throughout town, so we're very grateful for that. And had a recycling drive. So
that's right. Yeah.
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 You've been just a little bit busy.
A little bit.
And that's all. Bit. We're not even going back farther than this month, are
that's
we?
Right.
So nothing. Just a slow month down at Home Sweet Home Ministries. Partners in Hope coming up. Tell us first, for the folks that don't know what that is, what is it and what are you looking for?
Well, there are people who are willing to commit to give us a monthly gift every month, and we call them our Partners in Hope because we're all about hope, all about instilling hope for lasting change. And it really takes people who can make that kind of commitment on an ongoing basis so that we know that revenue stream is coming in. And those individuals get special attention. They get special emails with updates, invitations to special events, those kinds of things. And we're trying to build that base. So during the months of July and August, we would like to add 99 people, 99 giving units.
Why not 100 and make it around? No, I'm sorry. Just giving you a hard time.
Because it's our 99th year.
Well, that's right.
We knew that, Dan.
I knew that. But see, I have a really hard time these days connecting the dots. So that's just the way it happens.
So that's why we picked 99. We thought, well, it's our 99th year. Let's add 99 people.
Sure.
And so that would be terrific. So we're launching that. We're doing a little kickoff on Tuesday. So Tuesday afternoon between 1 and 3. If people stop by Home Sweet Home, that's 303 East Oakland Avenue in Bloomington, if they stop by, they will get some amazing summer accessories that they just have to have.
Well, we just took I'll post this picture on our Facebook page here because we just took pictures with you and Ashley and me. And,
right.
And these are these little Hawaiian leis. That
right.
Well, they're beautiful. When you guys walked in, I saw you come around the corner. I go, wow, that lightens up the place.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
We've got these beautiful Hawaiian leis, but the best thing.
Uh-huh.
Are these sunglasses?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Sunglasses with the sun around the edges. I
there
know somebody's going to like these. So.
There you go.
So that's,
and you get a popsicle.
Yeah. Can't forget that.
And see, that was the clincher for me right there. If you would have started with that, you wouldn't have had to gone anywhere else. Just give me a popsicle and I'll be happy.
So it's summertime. It's time to have fun. And what could be more fun than, you know, just contributing a little bit each month? Doesn't matter how much. We have some people who do $5 or $10. We have some people that do $500. Doesn't matter. But we know that that's money we can count on.
It fits into your foundation.
Absolutely.
I mean, that builds the foundation. Everything else comes up off
absolutely.
Of that.
Yeah.
I have to ask Ashley something. She's sitting here being so nice and polite. Ashley, if you are talking to people who you would like to have become donors for the Partners in Life, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Why should somebody do this?
Honestly, we had an ISU event earlier today, and the first thing that comes to my mind is all the different areas that Home Sweet Home hits in that social, those social issues. So we have the children, of course. Right now I think it's 26 children that are staying at Home
right.
Sweet Home.
Really? Okay.
So that really hits close to my heart is the kiddos, of course.
And then the money is going to go to it's the operating money for the ministries.
Yeah,
this
is
the important money.
It is.
Not that anything isn't important, but boy, when you're talking about where the base starts, this is where it starts.
Right.
Yeah. Would Would you give me an idea? Here we are in the middle of summer. I can